Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Monday, the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, and this is Weather Wisdom. And before we get to the forecast for today, let's talk about that snow, shall we? I have 7 inches of new snow on the ground. I didn't predict 7 inches of new snow in Natick. So what happened? Well, on Saturday, if you look back at Twitter, and I talked about this a little bit in my last podcast, the models were sort of on to the fact that there was going to be more snow. So I started putting out, you know, several inches. I think I did, you know, 1 to 3, and then we had that area up to 6 inches to the south. So basically, the western extent of what we thought would be, you know, 3 to 6 inches went much further west and kind of rotated a little bit as well. And so we had the heavier snow over Essex County in addition to having it over Metro West. Meteorologically, there were two things going on yesterday. Number one was that we had some lift occurring from the fact that we had cold air trying to come into that mild air we had around here on Saturday. And when you get lift, lift is necessary in the atmosphere in order to create precipitation and clouds. So if you see a cloud, there's lift. The lift could have formed in a whole variety of ways. It could have been the sun heating the ground. It could have been a frontal system. It could be a sea breeze. It could be air coming into a mountain. But the lift has to be there. And so our lift yesterday with that first round of snow in the morning came from a temperature difference. And those two temperatures, as they met, warm air is lighter. It went up. It cooled. It condensed. It formed snowflakes. And we got that little bit of snow. And then we had the lull. And the lull lasted for several hours and not much accumulated. And then last night, we had a storm system going well to our east. Now, typically, a storm going so far to the east of us would not allow the precipitation shield to get in here and create much in the way of snow. And that's why we said, hey, southeastern Mass, you guys are going to get more snow than everybody else because you're closer to the low, which is out in the ocean. Well, I looked at the weather maps a few minutes ago, and what we had was, and whether or not other meteorologists would say, hey, it's not a classic Norland trough, but it looked to me like we had sort of a hybridized Norland trough. So what the heck is a Norland trough? Well, a Norland trough, think of it like this. Here's the storm, here's all the precipitation, and you have basically this little arm that sticks out to the left of the storm, so facing towards the coastline. And that little arm has a difference of wind and pressure with it, and that difference creates the lift. And so that arm, as it stuck out into Massachusetts, allows lift to occur, and the Norland troughs can get stuck. And so you can see snow hour after hour after hour after hour in an area and really pile up. And because it's so cold and because the formation of the flakes was so perfect, what we call dendrites, so the snow growth region of the clouds was absolutely doing its job so effectively last night. And if you look at the snow this morning, it's basically like dust because the snowflakes are perfect. And as they came down, the air is allowed to pile up between them. And so it really piles up quite a lot, more than it would otherwise, because it's so light, because the flakes are perfect, and there's a lot of air between them. It's like, you know, a pillow that's really fluffed up. And you could compress this down, and it's not going to be a lot of water. So you sort of had two things going on yesterday, that first bit of lift in the morning, then we had the lift overnight. It's now going to rotate south. It's still snowing in a few areas, so it'll rotate south and then clear out. And actually, we'll see the sunshine pretty quickly here during the mid to late part of the morning. It's going to be cold today. Temperatures only in the lower 20s. Tonight, we're down in the single digits with clear skies. The fresh snow cover is going to really allow us to radiate, so it's going to be a cold night and a cold morning tomorrow. As you're stepping outside, if the kids are waiting for a bus or anything like that, it will be chilly. But it's going to warm up, use the term in quotes, to the mid to upper 20s tomorrow. Another chilly night for Tuesday night down in the teens. And then we're into the 40s on Wednesday with sunshine. You'll start to see some real melting going on. We stay above freezing Wednesday night, more melting. We get some showers later Thursday. Thursday's still a good day, dry most of the day, but we're in the 50s. And with a strong breeze, that's going to plow through that snow and really help to melt it. Same thing Thursday night, we're above freezing, we've got some showers around. With the wind being really gusty, that's going to, again, you're basically pushing a fan of warm air through the snowpack on Friday, we'll see it mild in the morning. I think we're going to cool off in the afternoon as we clear out. And then it's seasonably cold here for the upcoming weekend. Temperatures in the mid to upper 30s, which is about where we should be. Lots of sunshine. It's dry. It's a holiday weekend. A lot of folks off on Monday. So a good ski weekend. I think that the ski areas are going to see some mild air up there for Thursday night and Friday, but it's not going to last nearly as long. So I don't think it's going to destroy the snow cover. This is not a, you know, snow wiping out kind of situation for northern New England especially. And even, you know, southern portions of Vermont and New Hampshire should not see all their snow cover wiped away with this warm weather coming in the middle part of the week. So I hope that helps with the explanation. Difficult thing to forecast. Certainly not well forecasted. Like to do better on those things. But this is the great thing about weather is that there's still surprises. It's still why you need people kind of looking at the stuff. I also think that Saturday was just so beautiful. It was hard to wrap your head around the fact, hey, we're going to see up to a half a foot of snow in so many areas today. So Saturday now seems like, you know, a dream from 2 days ago. Cold weather the next few days. Get out and shovel this morning. You need your sunglasses later this afternoon. Have a great day.